implementing hammer-ons and pull-offs. The easiest way to begin implementing hammer-ons and pull-offs in your solos is by having a medium tempo. In this case, the metronome is set to 114 beats per minute. We're going to choose the key of A because everybody loves A. And just a big picture before we jump into the hammer-ons and pull-offs. You can easily play with a pick quarter notes and slower notes like half notes and, of course, whole notes, two, three, and even eighth, even eighth notes you could do with a pick. With alternate picking, you should be able to go down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down. And if you can't, or at least if you're nowhere close to the tempo range that I'm in right now, I'm not sure you should be doing hammer-ons and pull-offs at this point. I think you need more work on your alternate picking. You know, but this is, I suppose, just sort of like a medium tempo that most students should be able to handle with a pick. And so where does hammer-ons and pull-offs come in with all this? So far, we haven't needed any of it. But when you do 16th notes, all right, now the beat is, the speed is subdivided into four instead of into two like they are in eighth notes. So eighth notes is one and two and three and four, right? So there's on the beat and halfway through, namely the and. On the 16th, it's subdivided into four, which is one e and a two e and a three e and a four e and a da 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 da, right? And so you're not going to be able to pick that fast. No way you're going to be able to pick that fast. And so, meaning for you right now, you know. And not that you can't learn how to pick that fast, don't get me wrong. So the easiest way to do it is you just pick one small part of the 16th note and you do it with a rest after it, namely like this, one again. All right, so what I'm doing is I'm doing pick, hammer, and then pick on the next string. Just little groups of three to get you going. All right, so this is the same as exercise one. You know, you could do that whole exercise one, but now in time. And then listen to what it sounds like with other notes thrown in. You should be grooving. Again, you don't need loop station or band in a box or any of this stuff. Just jam on your own. You get an A minor chord and a metronome, right? And groove first. Notice I always play the chord first of whatever key I'm in. I get the rhythm in my blood. It doesn't mean anything if you can't implement. And if you're not playing in time, then you're not really implementing. All right, so that's what this session is. It's implementing hammer-ons and pull-offs. So I'm jamming. I got slower notes that I can play with a pick, and then, and I'm just playing little, small increments of those 16th notes, like whether it's a pull-off on the way up, I mean pull-off on the way down, or hammer-on on the way up. Like if I'm going on the way down, I'm going to pull off like, alright, and just do them like one at a time like that. Right now there's no need to go, you know, or do doubles like I do, but in time you will learn how to do doubles, like a double hammer on and pull off. And you could just play fast notes all day long until they pull the plug on you. You know, don't get carried away. Keep good sensibility on this. Guitarists, myself included, tend to play too many notes sometimes, or all the time. Just kidding. So this is how you should be practicing: 2, 3, 4. Making sense. That is how you should practice. I feel so strongly about this. I've done this so often in lessons that you and I are going to jam together on the next track. And all you're going to do is sort of listen to me and mimic me and do hammer-ons and pull-offs sort of sparingly with all the rest of the notes, just like I explained it.